have to speak separately about the 1991-92 festival tours. You saw a picture of myself, Krishna Chaitanya, and Kripa Mohanprabhu on yesterday's podcast. I speak about these because although so many wonderful things took place, and in one sense they're all equally transcendentally potent, book distribution, Harinam festivals, installing deities, still what leaves the greatest impression in my mind were these two festival tours, especially the 1992 festival tour. Some devotees from the UK were present there, and many of the devotees who are now in the Hungarian Yatra weren't present at that time. In 1991, Harikesh, along with Sachidanand Maharaj and Bhakti Vaibhav Maharaj and a whole group of devotees, were doing festival tours through the countries of the previous communist bloc, East European countries, and they asked if we wanted to have a tour in Hungary. Festivals, really, not a tour. So we said yes, and we organized two festivals, one in Pécs and one in Budapest. We had had public programs, many public programs up until now, as I mentioned yesterday. These were different in the sense of the scale of the performance, the kirtan, the number of people invited, the number of participants, and the way in which it was organized very, very well. And we advertised in one hall in Pécs, which had about 400 people, and that was a complete sellout, and a similar way in Budapest. The place was completely packed. And these festivals consisted of drama, artik performed to deities, lecture, kirtan, bhajan, meditation, prasadam at the end. And the kirtan being a participative kirtan, in other words, getting everyone to stand up, sway back and forth, clap their hands, chant Hare Krishna, move the chairs out of the way if they were movable, and dance around. These two festivals really inspired me, and they really inspired the rest of the Hungarian Yatra. And so we planned for 1992 to do a very similar thing. And we mobilized the entire Hungarian Yatra. That means at that time there were only two temples. There was Budapest Temple and Debrecen. And altogether there were in excess of 100 devotees. We rented a big bus, a big truck for moving stage materials, sound system. All of the cars that we had were mobilized, and we really closed down both temples. I organized for groups or teams of devotees to sell tickets in advance, long in advance, months in advance. And we started with the westerlymost city, Győr, and went counterclockwise around Hungary. And let's see if I can remember, from Győr to Szombathely to Kaposvár, Pécs, Szeged, Debrecen, Eger, Salgótarány, Budapest, and I've definitely forgotten some. But there are about 12 to 14 cities. We were putting on festivals almost every day, and sometimes giving the devotees a day break. The 1992 festival was really extraordinary. The extraordinary thing about it was that every single festival was a sellout. Not only was it a sellout, but we couldn't fit all the people who came into the place, and therefore generally we had to keep moving the rows of chairs more together, more together, more together. At this time, Hungarian devotees weren't really so expert in kirtan. In fact, I had difficulty to get them to learn Guru Vandana and sing it in time, in tune. Devotees came from the UK. We had a bhajan band, and we also had a kirtan band. Indeed, even our cooks came from the UK. Gadadhar Prabhu came and took charge of the kitchen and was cooking, and Kripamoya Prabhu was the lead singer of the rock band, and then other devotees participated in the band, and then in the bhajan band, did bhajans, and then of course the whole Bhaktivedanta players came and put on a drama, and Krishna Chaitanya and Yadiraj performed, I think it was The Promise, yes. And everything was translated. It was spoken in English, and everything was translated. Krishna Chaitanya was the English MC. Baladev translated for him. It was dynamic. It was like some of us like rock celebrities, and everyone in Hungary was talking about this festival tour. I would give a 20-minute class, and at the end then would come the Jagannath band with Western instruments, rock instruments, and sing great Hare Krishna tunes and get everyone to participate. It was a real party, or as Krishna Chaitanya would ask everyone, Yo Buli Van, are you having a good time? Devotees went out and did Harinam in the cities during the day. We postered the places weeks in advance. Beautiful posters were made. As I mentioned, tickets were sold in advance by the Sankirtan devotees. Every place that we went, we decorated and made look like Vaikuntha. And for the most part, we had venues from about 300-400 to 800 people, all of them packed. When we came to, got to Budapest, then we had the Petőfi Csarnok, which is a well-known place where rock bands play, and there we had 2,000 people, and it was the same. The huge venue was packed full. It was tiring. It was extremely blissful. It was unique in that the whole Hungarian yatra was all doing one thing. So developed wonderful team spirit amongst the devotees. It had great preaching impact. I don't know how many devotees came from these festival programs, but many did. Maybe if you're listening and you became a devotee, you could let me know. And I remember being somewhere in the west of Hungary, perhaps following Sombathe or something like that, and I had this wonderful dream in which Srila Prabhupada came. I can't remember the details now. I would have to look at my dream book, in which Srila Prabhupada came and really expressed his extraordinary pleasure. This was the type of thing that Prabhupada didn't just like. He loved it. He loved these type of festivals, dancing, chanting, feasting, well-organized, devotees in ecstasy, people purchasing books. beads and becoming devotees. And Srila Prabhupada in that dream was literally just beaming. Next year's festival we tried to do on a bigger scale. We didn't fill the venues in the same way as we did in 1992. And there were reasons for that. One is that after the fall of communism, the youth especially were so starved for Western things that we were like some kind of novel rock group. And they just loved the entire Krishna consciousness experience that came with the festival. By the next year, people had become more westernized. Television, drugs, and other things had their influence, and many other Western shows were also coming to Hungary, bands and so on. Still, it was once again wonderful. Not only the venues were on a larger scale, we were even better organized. We're going to more towns. This time, Nidhumna Maharaj was present. He let out the Harinam every day. Govinda Maharaj and Bhaktivedipurna Maharaj were doing the cooking for the devotees, and Govinda Maharaj was also participating in the tea, led one of the bhajans. Bhaktivedanta players were there again, so was Krishna Chaitanya as MC and doing mimes, although this time it was with Jiva Bhavana. And some of the venues, as I mentioned, were very large and they weren't filled. The ticket sellers, although we were selling tickets way in advance. Just to give you an idea, that in Budapest we rented the stadium, which had a capacity of 10,000 people. And in the end, somewhere between about 7,000 to 8,000 people showed up. And that was somewhere in mid-September. That's when we were having this, when all the students got back to school. And we would stay in cottages. We would go to tourist bungalows, and after the tourist season was over, we could rent them relatively cheap. Tourist bungalows, we'd rent a whole tourist site. Devotees would live in these small houses. We would cook there for the devotees in some facility, have programs, sometimes in pouring rain, but the weather was still relatively warm. It would really turn towards the end of September. As I remember right, we started in mid-September and went just to the beginning of October. Anyway, in Budapest, I think we started selling tickets in May. That was going for May, June, July, August, so 4.5 months we sold tickets on the streets. The other challenge that came to us was the Christian priest who I mentioned, who was challenging our religious status, calling us a cult and so on, began a systematic boycotting of our festivals. And even by when we hit Budapest, I went on TV with a debate with him. And in some of the cities that we went, there were some Christian groups picketing outside, although they didn't really have any effect. In fact, some were going around tearing down our posters. One of the memorable festivals in 1993 was in New Brajadam. By that time, we'd begun construction, and the walls, even part of the walls of the temple room, were complete. So what we had done, and Gaurangi was leading the bhajans at that time, what we had done in 93 was pull a tarpaulin over the roof, and in the half-finished temple room, which didn't even have a floor, it just had mud on the floor, we had a festival for the local village, and of course that was really, really packed once again. Although I may be remembering wrong, that may have been the 1995 festival. That was a smaller one. Anyway, the Budapest festival was really extraordinary. Quite a few devotees, I remember, came from the UK just to see. I was a little disappointed because I expected a real sellout crowd, but it's really hard work to sell out a stadium of 10,000 people. But that was the climax of the Budapest festival. And these two festivals were something that I always look back to with great fondness. In fact, it would be nice to be able to do it one more time. There would be difficulty in that we didn't have the type of infrastructure that we have at the present time in terms of temples and other services that need to be maintained. But perhaps we could arrange to have one festival tour around Hungary in which we're to try to duplicate what we did 10 years ago. And it was exhausting, but it was ecstatic. The most ecstatic thing was to see when these hundreds, sometimes thousands of people would stand up and Kripa Moya would start to sing Hare Krishna, and they would just do what we said. Put your hands above your heads, and they would put your hands above their heads, and they would sway back and forth and clap, and we would tell them to respond chanting Hare Krishna, and they would respond, and then teach them how to do the Swami step, and then ultimately people would just dance in ecstasy. It was what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is all about. It's why Nidumna Maharaj, as I mentioned, continues to do his festival program around Poland. It's such a wonderful thing to see people just taking to Krishna consciousness. Anyway, those were part of the early years in the bliss of spreading Krishna consciousness. I'm sure devotees who participated remember, devotees who sold tickets going ahead of the party, selling tickets for the festivals, other devotees who came to Krishna consciousness from attending those festivals, organizers, cooks. It was a wonderful thing. Hariam Sankirtan Ki Jai.